amazing podcasts. The theme this week is Corey Haim and Corey Feldman, or as they are collectively known, the Coreys. Now, like me, you probably remember them from such films as The Lost Boys and, well, they're in The Lost Boys. But anyway, I was surprised to see the other day on Yahoo News, on the front page nonetheless, one of the top stories, the two Coreys have split up and are no longer talking. Now, is this really news? Does anyone really care if the Coreys are no longer talking and will not be participating in their next direct-to-DVD release? I don't think so. I mean, taking a look at their IMDb resume, it's not very impressive. Of course, everyone remembers them from the classic Lost Boys in 1987. Were featured in various shitty Corey-centric movies such as License to Drive and Dream a Little Dream. The roles kind of went down. Corey Haim's filmography, let's see here, Prayer of the Roller Boys, which I'm sure everyone remembers. What a classic. The 00 Kid, Fast Getaway 2, National Lampoon's Last Resort, which also featured Corey Feldman. I think the most recent of the Corey movies, Dream a Little Dream 2, because obviously the last one was so great, Snowboard Academy, fantastic, Demolition High, and of course, Demolition University, Merlin, where he played the role of Wilf. Of course, everyone remembers Wilf from the Arthurian legend of The Sword and the Stone. And, of course, his latest project, 2007's Universal Groove, as Jim. Not exactly Robert De Niro with his IMDb filmography. Corey Feldman, on the other hand, has a slightly better resume in being in The Lost Boys, also in 1987. Of course, the other classic, The Goonies, Friday the 13th, A New Beginning, Gremlins, and who can forget Stand By Me. Of course, after that, sort of downhill, Meatballs 4 as Ricky Wade, National Lampoon's Last Resort, of course, with Corey Haim, Tales from the Crypt, Bordello of Blood, kind of an underrated movie, although still shitty, numerous crappy TV appearances. She's Too Tall as Doug Beckwith. I can only assume he played the short man to a too tall woman. How amazing. Of course, in the penultimate Toxic Avenger series, Citizen Toxie, the Toxic Avenger Part 4, uncredited as Kinky Finkelstein, Sarah's gynecologist. Who can forget Puppet Master vs. Demonic Toys, Robert Toulon, another amazing movie. And let's see here, Super Robot Monkey Team Hyper Force Go, oh boy, listed as SPRX-77 and additional voices. Well, obviously that's an amazing cartoon which everyone can't forget. And currently he is rumored to be filming The Lost Boys 2, The Tribe, which is in post-production and will be soon at a Blockbuster near you. But it just makes me wonder, what was Yahoo thinking exactly? Were people going to be so outraged, oh no, the Coreys have broken up, what are we going to do? Last time I checked, no one even remembers they're around, so I think Yahoo should stop posting bulletins anytime they get them. Like, oh my god, Jim Belushi's series is canceled, or a new Fran Drescher movie is coming out. So Yahoo, next time you do your entertainment news, maybe you should focus on actual famous people rather than has-beens from 20 years ago. Alright, this has been another D. Walls podcast. Signing off. Talk to you later.